If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hello, Liam. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Liam, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. Liam, what is the last thing that bit you? What is the last thing that took a chunk out of you?
Horsefly.
Oh, that sucks, dude. Where were you?
Yeah.
Out in the lake. My grandpa's buddy's cabin there.
Okay. And have you been bitten by horseflies before?
Oh, yeah, many times. But I was kind of lumpy the one year because horsefly bites stuck around.
I feel like getting bitten by a horsefly is kind of like stubbing your toe. It's just so much pain all at once.
You also, you don't know where they're going to be.
No.
They show up in the weirdest places. They really do.
Oh, yeah.
Horseflies suck.
They were they're at the top of mailbox, right? I mean, if mailbox wasn't the worst hike you could ever do, it's a peak out here. It's high. I don't know about the new route, but the old route just sucked. When you see the top, you think you're close, but you're really still 45 minutes from getting there.
It happened to me on Rainier.
And when you get to the top, they're sitting up there.
Yeah, we did a day hike and then stopped by like a little lake or something to eat lunch. And same thing, we couldn't eat lunch because there were so many horseflies.
And I don't know why they're there. There's no horses. I guess.
I mean, why are you here, man? No horses.
But they definitely need a host. So you're thinking to yourself, what is up here? Is there a big-ass black bear up here? Is there, you know...
So are they sucking blood, or are they just biting you? Like,
there's something
they
up there that they're eating. So they're definitely digging into something.
All right.
Could be the people. I think the last thing that bit me was a rock girl.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
That sounds about right. Cool. Trying to think of the last thing that bit.
Because I haven't been stung by anything. And stung is different than being bit.
But I definitely got bitten by mosquitoes when I was back east.
I did not get one mosquito bite, man.
Yeah, but they're not really biting you either. They're just sticking that little thing in you.
Yeah, but we're sticking that little, and then peeing on you before they leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife got lit up. I did not. Last thing that bit me, man. I mean, the dog by accident. I don't know if that counts.
Mm-hmm.
The cat pretending it's an accident, although I never believe that with a cat.
Yeah, it was a rock girl. It was a rock girl at like some, I think we're doing a Christmas show.
And see, that's the
weird thing. Chill Box Soto.
Because when you think that a person is the last person to bit you, either you have someone who's 2 years old or you are currently 2 years old.
I wasn't even talking to her. She just walked by and bit me. It was the weirdest thing. I don't, to this day, I do not know her name. I did not know her. I was not talking to her. I don't know what the hell is going on.
She just walked by and
she
bit
literally
you.
Walked by, grabbed my arm and bit me. And I'm just like, what in the Jesus Christ, woman. Teeth marks and everything. Reason we asked what bit you, a simple camping trip at Beaver Lake has turned into weeks of treatment for one Northwest Arkansas man who was bitten by a bat. Aaron Cash, camping with his family at the lake, July 2nd, when a bat flew out of nowhere and just bit him. It was getting close to dark. Kids were swimming. I was out sitting in a chair watching them swim. Then this bat flies out of nowhere, bites me on the leg, then just kept flying out over the lake. Well, it wasn't long after Cash headed himself to the hospital. Now, while he wasn't sure the bat had rabies, he knew he had to play it safe and start getting treated. So I know that bats carry rabies oftentimes, especially if they, you know, just come out unprovoked and bite you. So I decided to go straight to the hospital, start getting the rabies vaccine going. That night, he received 4 injections at the emergency room, one in each limb. This was just the start of his rabies treatment, which has included additional jabs the past 2 weeks. Says he's doing fine, and those close to him are already cracking jokes about the experience. It's been okay, you know, a lot of people have been making jokes about turning into Batman or whatever. It's all in good fun. I'm doing fine. Haven't had any issues other than just the inconvenience and the pain.
Have you ever had to get rabies shots for anything?
I have not.
I've heard
they're horrible.
Yeah, my brother, I mean, because all those different dogs bit him, and so the assumption was they must be rabid. I'm telling you, none of these dogs were. It's something about my brother. Everyone knew these dogs, but every time he got bitten, it seemed like once every 6 months maybe, back at the hospital, and at that time, I don't recall him saying that he got jabs in each limb, but it was a very, very long needle, and they stuck you right in the butt.
That's what I had. And I'm telling you what,
he couldn't sit down.
You feel it from the inside.
That's what he said.
I mean, it's just like, it's almost like the pain is coming from the inside out. And I had one in each cheek, whatever disease I had at that time.
Yeah.
I could not, when Greg pulled out that needle, I almost, he's like, don't look at this. And I, so of course I turn around and go, God, Jesus, man, what is that? And it was huge. He goes, this is, it's going to hurt.
Is it a specific butt needle? Because it seems like,
I don't know. He just
if you
says,
get
he
a
just
shot
listen,
in the butt,
it's going to hurt.
Everyone makes the comment that it is the biggest needle they've ever seen in their life. Right? So
yeah, correct.
I have never seen, quote unquote, the biggest needle in the world because I have not had to get a shot in my butt. My brother was like, man, it's no joke. And my brother does not get mad much. But I remember he'd get pissed at me because he'd get bitten by the dog. He'd go do his rabies treatment thing. But then he would have to stand up at dinner. And I always find that very funny. The other three of us sitting down eating. And there's my brother's stick because he couldn't sit down. And if I chuckled about that, man, he used to get real fired up.
One more biting story. This is bizarre. A Louisiana truck stop turned into a real zoo when a woman chomped down on a camel's testicles while trying to retrieve her dog that had scrambled into the Dromedary's den.
Dromedary.
Dromedary?
Dromedary. That's camel with one hump.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dromedary.
Dromedary, sorry.
Dromedary.
Yeah.
Camel, with, camel one with one hump.
Yep.
What do you call a camel with two humps?
I don't, because I didn't look that up anymore.
Why does the hump define the camel?
Because you got either two humps or one hump. I was like Larry, or I say the camel with
like
two humps.
One hump or two, it's still a camel, right?
Still a camel.
Well, we're all humans, but like Thrill has a different skin tone than I do.
Mm-hmm.
All so right. Kind of makes us different.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So I think for the camels, you just go, is it a one humper or a two?
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a one humper, I guess.
By the way,
loser.
When I was a kid, I thought all camels had two humps. I feel like the camels they showed on TV when I was growing up were the two humpers. When I finally saw a one hump camel, I thought there was something wrong with the camel.
Can you ride a one humper, or are you going to slide off the front or the back?
I mean, no, you can ride the one humper. A lot of people ride the one humper.
Yeah.
Although I did look at the picture of the two humper, and I'm telling
it seems easier.
You wouldn't even need a saddle.
That's what I'm saying.
You could fit between the humps. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So the showdown between the woman who was not identified and Casper the camel, a roadside attraction,
Casper,
happened Thursday at a truck stop in Gros Tete, about 20 minutes outside of Baton Rouge.
That is actually the name. The woman who had to buy the testicle or the camel's testicles was in a place called Gros Tete.
T-E-T-E.
The story is awesome just for that.
The woman's husband was tossing treats to their dog under Casper's fence, prompting the pup to crawl inside the enclosure, according to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's deputies. The couple then followed after their dog, but the woman did not get very far before Casper took a seat on top of her and crushed her. So she did what any God-fearing woman would do and bit on his genitals to free herself.
I mean, I got to give her credit, man. That's fast thinking.
I bit his bees to get him off me. I bit his testicles. She told that to the local
paper. That is her quote.
The investigation revealed the couple had provoked Casper before he sat on her, and then she bit his testicles. The camel did nothing wrong. The couple was being aggressive. Camel is just doing his normal routine.
Now, he's a camel.
These dromedaries can weigh up to 1,320 pounds, according to the San Diego Zoo, which is always the expert zoo. Employees at the truck stop did not face any charges because the camel is enclosed. Signs did warn the public to stay out. They're posted every 10 feet. The camel's never been aggressive. He's never gotten out. He's never caused any issues. In fact, the husband and wife stated before, we've been here before. We've never had any problems. Couple was cited with a leash law violation for letting the dog run free on the private property, as well as criminal trespassing. My only question to her husband was, why did you throw the dog treat under the fence? And
correct.
He just said, I wasn't thinking. Truck stop manager Pamela Bossier said the pair should have asked for help from employees instead of crawling under the barbed wire to retrieve their dog. It's no wonder Casper got upset, he said, claiming the man shoved the camel and swatted at him with his hat when he got into the pen. Any animal you provoke, they're going to strike back.
Yeah.
It's instinctive. He's really a gentle giant, they said of Casper, who got his testicles bitten. Now, for the past 30 years, the truck stop has kept various wild animals at their enclosure in place, including a tiger, drawing the ire of local animal rights groups. But there have not been any issues, I guess, with any of the animals ever. And I guess the animal rights group doesn't really care about the camel.
I guess. That is a weird story. I had to read the headline twice. So I'm like, this can't be. One of these things must be wrong. Woman bites camel's testicles at Louisiana truck stop. And I'm like, none of this makes sense to me. And as I read the story, I'm like, okay, this did.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a camel
in person.
Yeah, seriously, because I kind of went through my mind when I went to see my daughter in Africa, as far as animals that I have actually seen. So, for an example, I'm not sure that I've ever seen a lion before until I was there. I know for a fact that I have seen tigers because I remember them.
Even at the zoo, you never saw a lion?
No. Just tigers. Even like with Siegfried and Roy, they're in, whatever they had at the Mirage, they were long since.
You never saw a lion at the zoo?
Had been eaten, but they still had their tigers there. So I saw the tigers. I don't think that I ever was at that level of zoo. The Baltimore Zoo, not really at that level of zoo. Maybe the National Zoo in
D.C. National Zoo, absolutely.
San
National
Diego Zoo. It's kind of like aquariums, right? You can go to the aquarium in Seaside, Oregon.
Right.
You can go to the aquarium in Seattle, even with the refurbished stuff. No offense, Robin. But the one in Baltimore is the one.
Well, it's That's the national one.
Aquarium.
Yeah, there's so a definite difference.
I never went to one of those zoos that were like of that level.
Like I feel like call yourself a zoo, this would just be me, right? If I'm president, I go, look. We're going to disagree about a lot of things. I don't know if I'm going to be able to change anyone's opinion, but God damn it, if you call it a zoo, you better have a lion. Otherwise, call it a petting zoo. You can call it like the animal safari thing we got over in Olympic there. But you need a lion if it's a zoo, man.
Well, look,
right? I think Miles might be right. Now I'm racking my brain.
I don't know if I've ever seen a camel. But I'll tell you this. For example,
I don't think I've seen a camel. Why does this bother me?
Well, the Pittsburgh Zoo had this thing where they, the entire area, all the kids, like in elementary or whatever, you were able to write down what you would like to see at the zoo.
Okay.
All right. Penguins won. You know why? Because of the Pittsburgh Penguins, I believe. Because of the hockey team.
No, kids are weird
and
about penguins.
And they're kids.
My son loves penguins.
Okay.
He thinks they're the greatest thing in the world.
Bless you. So they bring these. Okay, look. There were a lot of people crowded around, like an elephant here or there. I mean, but you got to remember, it's in Africa. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
When you got to the point on the beach where those penguins are running around, there are 9 million people there. So when Pittsburgh opened up the first major attraction, it was their penguin exhibit that was voted on by the kids. They almost sold that damn zoo out for months. Like,
really?
You could not get into the Pittsburgh Zoo because of the penguin exhibit.
Well, didn't Woodland Park do really well when they started? They either redid it or introduced the penguins, but it was a massive deal.
For an example, Woodland Park Zoo was the first place I ever saw an elephant. And then they took those elephants.
What are these ghetto-ass zoos you were going
to? Did you never go to the National Zoo?
No. Not in D.C.
I feel like if you have a lion, you have to have an elephant.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen an elephant until I went to the Woodland Park Zoo. And then they took those elephants and moved them to Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City, like the Sonics, killed them.
Mm-hmm.
They killed them both.
And died of herpes.
They did.
That's not even a joke. I wish I was joking, but I'm not.
I used to go up there and get their elephant poop for my tomato plants. Mm-hmm. And now there's no more elephant poop because Oklahoma City killed the elephants.
Bastards.
How did you never see a lion at the zoo? I can't wrap my head around it.
I don't think I've ever seen a camel.
What kind of zoo does not have a lion? Look,
tell me the zoos I've gone to, man.
I've never seen a camel.
Pittsburgh Zoo, Baltimore Zoo.
Would I be excited to see a camel?
Woodland Park Zoo.
Well, I remember when the National Zoo got...
Have you seen the camel, Mike?
I don't know that I've seen a in-person camel, but they're ugly horses.
Yeah.
Like, it's not impressive.
I don't know, like, even how to size them up. You know, like, I've never even walked up to one.
Oh, they're big. They're huge.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think I would have known if I'd have seen a camel.
Yeah, I've never seen a camel.
Kind of a cross between a cow and a horse.
I know
what it is. Why does it bug me that I've never seen? It bugs me that you have never seen a freaking lion until you went on safari or went to the zoo, the Woodland Park Zoo.
Yeah,
big old
camel. It bugs me that I have never seen a camel. I don't know why. They're nasty.
But I've seen penguins.
They spit. I've seen penguins. Mm-hmm.